I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News Time is 8:25, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. Laura Evans joining us with USD 252 Southern Lyon County. We're talking about family resource centers and the district's plan after receiving some funding, as announced by Governor Laura Kelly last month.
Laura, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. So how are things going in USD 252 Southern Lyon County the last few weeks?
Things are going very, very well. We're very happy for this nice weather that we've had the past couple of days to get the kids outside.
That helps. That definitely helps.
Yes, it does.
Well, we brought Laura on because she's one of the people, if not the person, who wrote the grant that was successful in getting USD 252 Southern Lyon County over $100,000 in funding here for these family resource centers. So, Laura, I guess I'll start by asking you, what your reaction was when the announcement came down here a couple of weeks back, especially given that there weren't a whole lot of entities that wound up getting funding.
I was speechless, to be honest, guys. I wasn't expecting. I mean, I was hoping for the grant, of course, but I was so surprised and honored that we received such a wonderful grant. I felt like it was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime chance kind of thing, something that was unexpected.
Well, it certainly is big news, and you head up early childhood for South Lyon County. So I know, I would assume in writing the grant you had basically some information on what kind of things you have earmarked if you were to receive a grant. So what's the next step here, Laura?
Yes. So our focus, one of our big focuses in Southern Lyon County is partnerships, especially with our families. Family engagement is very huge in Southern Lyon County across the district as well as early childhood. So our main focus was obviously family engagement. And what I focused this grant on was increasing our opportunities for family engagement and to develop a family resource program. I know Governor Kelly had said that these are family resource centers that are coming out, but the way that I wrote the grant is that our early childhood centers are focusing as the hub for a family resource program. So we have focused on ages birth through age 5, but we also want to see how we can help the families within our communities as well.
When you were writing the grant, I want to loop back to that point about, you know, helping families and kind of what you had in mind there. How did you have to structure the grant, and what are some of the different things that you had to put in the grant in order to at least be considered?
Well, we had to target family engagement and events for families that are in preschool, childcare, and within our community. And we actually just had our first grant that was supported, or I'm sorry, we had our first event that was supported by this grant, and it was our winter family night, and we were able to purchase wonderful prizes for all of our families that attended this family night, and we had a Candyland Carnival was what our focus was, and then we were also able to provide a meal for our families, which was the first time that we've been able to do something on a larger scale for our families. The other thing that we're required to do is focusing on family resources, and that's where the talk of the Family Resource Center comes into play. However, ours is a family resource program where we want to support our families in bringing in opportunities to build connections with other families, learn about new topics of interest that they may have, such as healthy meals, child development, and managing a budget. Also, as develop parent leadership and give them the opportunity to connect to resources that are available within our community.
So there's a lot involved with that.
There is. So one of the other things that we want to bring in any of our families that are receiving resources is also develop home visit programs where teachers can coach and guide families on school readiness, kindergarten transitions, social development, and even academic achievement. So it encompasses a big array of things, and I'm super, super excited to get this to our families.
I bet you are, and that's a significant amount of money, too, and you laid out kind of a strategy that you have, Laura. Are things still in flux, too? I mean, as far as how things will be programmed down the road?
Yes. So programming doesn't change. The funds will support our staff, and then they'll also support the ability to provide these family engagement activities, enhance them, and provide this resource program to our families that are in our early childhood program, as well as hopefully other families within our community that may need support as well.
How many families are, at least from what you've been able to gather right now, either could use these services that you're really lining up or really need the services that are going to be coming up here in a lot sharper focus here over the next few years once this is established?
Well, we roughly have between both centers about 100 children. That includes 0-3 child care as well as our preschool program and kids that just come for preschool. So I would say that runs between 80 to 90 families. We do have a lot of siblings, but I'd like to help as many families as we can.
That is a big number. I mean, are there more families out there in Southern Lyon County? Sounds like you got to be close to reaching many of them, Laura.
I think we've reached a lot of them, but we also have a very large wait list for our 0-3, so our birth to toddler. So those are other families that we'd like to target, too, that are waiting to get into child care. Unfortunately, infants and toddlers, there's not as much space in our licensed classroom. We have room for like 8, which other centers and home providers in our county are kind of facing the same thing. There's a high demand in infant and toddler spots across this county.
So child care is a huge issue for you too, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
How soon, now that you have the funding in place here, Laura, how soon can you really begin the work, or have you already started? You know, you mentioned here about
the
things are already starting, but how soon can this whole grand plan flesh out here for you?
We are definitely utilizing the family engagement funds now for our families that we are serving currently, and then I've been starting to work with our school nurses, our parents as teachers liaison, and other people in our community that we have partnerships with, so we can start building our resource program and get that out to the families that we're serving and anyone that may need some support in our community. So we're ready. We just need to put our heads together and get this plan going.
So back to the child care, problems that not only we have here, but obviously everyone is experiencing. What might be the answer? Do you want more room? Do you need more help employee wise? What's the situation there that you're looking at, Laura?
It's a little of both. So you need space. We have kind of outgrown our centers at both locations. All of our classrooms are full. We are working on being creative on how we can license classrooms in different ways so we can support other age groups, meaning like that 0-3. And one of the biggest things is finding people that want to be in early childhood, specifically that want to be child care teachers or child care providers. And one of the things that we look to supporting coming up is being a partner with Flint Hills Technical College with their early childhood education program. So that is something new that our Emporia and Flint Hills Tech hopefully will get going, and that will bring more individuals wanting to go into early childhood and child care to our area and bring us more highly qualified help.
So in other words, there's not just the need for space, but there's the need for people to make this go.
Yeah, and it's statewide.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, well, Laura, for folks that are interested in tapping the services that you have available right now but really haven't heard much about this side of things, how do they get more information here about the family resource process that you have really teed up and ready to go?
Yeah, they can call either of the elementary schools at Neosho Rapids or Olpe and ask to speak to Laura Evans, or they can email me at Evans, and my last name's E-V-I-N-S, at USD252.org.
Well, congratulations on the outstanding grants. Obviously, you're going to be putting that money to very good use. You already are. And big things coming, and hopefully down the road we can get the child care aspect of things moving in the right direction. Laura, great job. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Laura Evans, who handles early childhood activities, USD 252. Yeah, it's a significant grant right there.
Yeah, over $100,000, yeah. Almost $110,000 going for USD 252 with that particular effort. And looking forward to tracking how that develops here over the next several months. Want to let you know that as far as tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour is concerned, we've got two interviews coming. With the Newsmaker 2, we'll have a Newman Regional Health Cath Lab update with Dr. Michael Lloyd and also Physician Assistant Krista Omi joining us. That'll be at 8:20. We also have a Newsmaker 3, and it is really a late update. We've been talking about this a fair amount, but again, the PACT Act information meeting, which is coming up at the American Legion Post 5 this weekend, and Post 5 Commander Clay Childs joining us at 8:45 tomorrow morning here on KVOE.
Yeah, good. Get an update on that.
Mm-hmm. Last minute preview coming.
Looking forward to that. And also tomorrow, the on-air chat, Steve Sauter will be visiting with, I believe, Casey Woods.
Okay, Emporia Main Street.
Yeah, that was going to be, I think, Ignite Emporia with Sherry Harrison, but I think they've had to switch gears.
Understood. Okay.
There for tomorrow. And then on the Talk of Emporia tomorrow,
yes.
An update, a preview of the big EFOS Roundup Zoo Auction.
Yes, that's coming up
March 3rd.
Yeah, less than a month away. And we haven't had it confirmed yet, but we may be able to swing in new education coordinator Kelly Prale on the program, too. Have a feeling we might be able to talk her into that.
Yeah,
so
we'll probably need to get her on sometime.
Yes, we will. That would be as good a time as any.
All right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. That's CB Financial, 208-6777. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. It's 8:38.
Some things are just better together, like flowers and chocolate. But what's better than